The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen, the Big K Morning Show, still talking about the weather, the impact of the deep freeze with the snow and the wind of 24 hours ago has subsided substantially, but still seeing off to the east. Now, the National Weather Service, Paul, as you know, has removed the lake effect warning areas to our north, which was basically around that I-80 corridor, but to the east, they still have some winter storm warnings in effect, and that would be even east of the Laurel Highlands.
And while it's not blowing hard, it's still blowing a little. We've got west winds at 9 and an air temperature of 23, which gives us a real feel of 13.
Yeah.
So it's still dang cold.
It is. Now, it's going to mitigate substantially over the weekend and into early next week. So we'll get out of the deep freeze and ease into near 50 on Steelers Sunday.
In fact, let's talk about Steelers Sunday for just a second, if we can. What a great forecast that's coming up.
Oh, it's good football weather. I think partly sunny skies, temperatures probably about 44 at kickoff, may even get as high as 47 or 48 during the game. It should be a great afternoon for football.
That's AccuWeather's Joe Lundberg, who's our hero right now.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah, he sure is.
A focus. Those guys love this stuff.
Well,
so Steelers-Browns Sunday at 1.
The one upside to this, you know, cold and snowy weather is that they're opening the ski slopes. For example, Seven Springs Mountain Resort has been in the news all over the place. They were here yesterday afternoon in our newscast. They're on Channel 2 right now. They're getting coverage in, I'm sure, the papers. It's nice to have the start of a season with some snow on the ground. In the last couple of years, they've had to make snow, right?
Right, and they've been able to do both. So Mother Nature provided just over 7 inches, another 0.2 today, this morning. And with the colder air, they're able to manufacture snow. They got those machines. So it's go if you're a skier today and into the weekend.
Right, and when you've got temperatures above 30 degrees or so in that mountainous area, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to make anything other than snow cones.
So interesting, because when they announce concerts, they usually just announce the concert.
I was suspicious about this from the get-go. When we got this notice to say, hey, we've got this event, Pat Friermuth is going to be there. It's a, you know, media announcement about a two big concert events or two big artists that are coming. And I'm thinking, you know, typically they make an announcement and everybody just covers it.
Right.
You know, but this was special.
Billy Joel and Rod Stewart, Sir Rod Stewart, on the same stage, July 5th at Acrisure Stadium.
In our age group, we couldn't turn the radio on and not hear a song by either one of these artists in a span of like at least 1 or 2 hours.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed, I've seen Billy Joel twice and Rod Stewart twice, enjoyed both shows, but imagine together, it's going to be a big hit.
Billy Joel collaborates well with people on stage, other musicians. One of my favorite Billy Joel moments is from the concert he played. They called it Last Play at Shea. It was the last concert at Shea Stadium. And Paul McCartney joined him on stage for the encore, and it was outstanding. Really good.
Well, he holds the record in Madison Square Garden, over 100 appearances as the headliner there, sold out shows.
Yeah, it's Billy's house.
And you know who's number one? Most sellouts, Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that's an easy one. Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah. 189 sellouts at Madison Square Garden as the headliner.
I will never forget after you educated me about Bruno, because I didn't grow up around these parts and wrestling was a regional thing back then. I found a YouTube video of him at Madison Square Garden. The place was packed and he owned that crowd. I mean, he had them eating out of his hand. It was high tension, really big match with, I think it was Gorilla Monsoon or somebody like that, right? One of the real bad guys, right?
I think Aaron's a huge WWE fan. Our producer, Aaron, she every night, Friday night Raw, whatever, Monday night Raw. I don't know how many shows they have. But
did you hear WWE is moving their show, the Raw show, to Netflix?
Oh, Netflix.
Yeah, off of USA and over to Netflix.
Speaking of which, Netflix will be carrying the Steelers game with the Chiefs on Christmas Day, and they are gearing up for this. This is another big, you know, after the Tyson fight, this will be another, what they're trying to do, obviously, is attract more subscribers.
But this game will be available on
local television.
Local television for Steelers fans here in Pittsburgh.
KDK TV.
Good. Because I don't want to sign up for Netflix for one football game.
What else is going on in and around town? How about Pitt's volleyball team? The women are number one in the nation going into the playoffs. And it's tonight, Morehead State, and they're hosting.
Larry, it's what they've accomplished this year, and it's kind of been under the radar because we're so focused on, you know, collegiate and professional sports, and mostly it's the men's sports. So now we have the women's volleyball team. During the year, they went 29-1. 29-1.
Yeah, they're
Olivia Babcock was ACC Player of the Year.
What an athlete.
And then we had Rachel Fairbanks, Bree Kelly, and Tori Stafford, along with Babcock. That's four players on the All-ACC First Team. That's how dominant they are.
And their coach, Dan Fisher, is Coach of the Year.
That's right.
So
in the last 3 years, they've made the Final Four three times. It's time to close the deal, they think. And I think tonight's the night. At 7 o'clock, they take on Morehead State, the Sacrificial Lambs, hopefully. And I'm going to be following this closely. I don't know how you feel about it. Aaron, maybe you can sound off too, but I think that women's volleyball is exciting.
Yeah. Aaron is...
Is she busy? Yeah.
No, she's with us.
Oh.
I'm here. Sorry, guys.
I just think women's volleyball is the deal.
Oh my gosh, it's so enjoyable, and I just got into watching volleyball this year.
Our former coworker, Shelby Cassesi, is a fairly decent volleyball player in college. Yep.
And the crowds, they're setting records for attendance.
The Peach should be sold out tonight.
And this is an opportunity. Yeah, they've gotten to the Final Four, and now hopefully things will go their way.
Yeah, this is their moment.
And speaking of, while we're on the topic of sports, we've got two championship games that we're going to be carrying. We'll talk to Dan Zangrilli about that. Central Catholic and Avonworth are both vying for a state championship tomorrow, and we've got both games here on KDK. Excited about that.
Those are away games too, right?
Yeah, they're in the central part of the state.
Really, you'll want to be able to listen to them here then.
What's nice is, driving around tomorrow, and you'll be able to listen in. And I had an issue with my furnace last night.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. But I got Cooper from AirPro came, and he's wearing a Central Catholic hoodie.
He's a Viking at heart.
And he's wearing a Pitt hat, a tassel cap.
Wrapping both.
And naturally, what do you say to somebody? Oh, you went to Central. Yeah, I went to Central. I said, oh, we're excited. We're covering the state championship game on Saturday. He goes, really? I go, yeah. 100.1 FM, AM 1020, KDK. Then I asked him, you know Marty Griffin? Oh, yeah, everybody knows Marty. I said, we got more Central guys here. We got Rob Taylor.
Oh, they're crawling all over the place.
Michael Bartley.
Yep.
Marty, of course. Who am I missing? There's somebody else.
Oh, there's got to be at least two or three more.
Lenny McAllister? No.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Lenny's one.
Lenny McAllister. Yep. Yeah, so.
It's really cool, by the way, that you have an in with AirPro. I get that weekly insert, you know, the flyer in the mail, and there'll be the AirPro ad, and they've got your picture up there.
Well, that's because I know so much about HVAC. I can't even operate my own thermostat.
But you're in the clear now, right? Everything's fixed?
Yeah, you know what it was? A dirty flame thing where...
Where the flame shoots out, huh?
That's it.
Flamethrower.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Which reminds me, I need to go get some filters at the hardware store.
Hey, little tip, seriously, change your filter. That's also a huge factor. And as we get into furnace weather here with the cold, change your filter. That's the number one thing you can do. The Odyssey app, take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. It's a great resource for you. I think you'll love it. And it's free. Consider it a holiday gift from us. Speaking of the holidays, Paul, on Wednesday, December 18th, all five of our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations are going to participate in Mike's Beer Bar, the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore. And a lot of our on-air hosts, local celebrities, will take the mic for celebrity karaoke to support Light of Life Rescue Mission, brought to you by Monster Brewing High Life. And Mike's Beer Bar is right next to PNC Park down
there. I know. It's just what a mess that's going to be, huh? It's going to be a great night.
I went last year. It was wild and fun. And, you know, once people, especially people that don't sing for a living, like most of the people who will sing, once they get up on that stage, you get one of two things happen. You get that stage fright look like deer in the headlights.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people, you go, whoa.
Where did this come from? Yeah, right, yeah.
Now, we had Carlos T. Carter on, who's the CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. He sent us an email because I said, Carlos, I hear you can sing, right?
I heard him telling you he likes to sing Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
Did he officially sign up?
He sent an email, so, yeah, he's signed up.
He's locked in.
Watch out.
He says he likes a Frank Sinatra vibe.
So do I.
Are you going to sing?
If I can make it.
Boy, that's a commitment. that's a definite no.
Yeah, I would say that's a definite no, Larry.
If I can make it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
What else is going on? How about Salvation Army? Their Red Kettle campaign. When it kicks off in Detroit every year, an unknown gift giver puts a Krugerrand in one of the red kettles that has a value of $2,600, right? So they've been doing it.
That's South African dollar, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a gold South African dollar that's worth $2,600. And they've been doing this every year for 12 years in a row. But this year, and they never know who it is, this year it came with a note saying, this is all I got. This is the last one.
Oh.
So whoever this person has been for the last 12 years has run out of Krugerrands.
Well, yeah, but it's good on them, though.
Yeah. That's good karma right there.
Mm-hmm.
If your ultimate weight loss goal is about 29 pounds, welcome to the club. According to a new national survey, this is exactly how much weight the average American is trying to drop. So nearly 30 pounds. I love how they say 29. That's like when they price something $9.99.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
No, it's $10. I get it.
Yeah.
They asked 2,000 people, 4 out of 5 admit they're having trouble fitting into their jeans. Typical American says they've tried diets at least 3 times over the last 5 years and are still searching for the one that'll help them get to the goal of 30 pounds.
There's really no trick to it. It's just really super hard to do.
Well, you know, I was thinking about...
You know, it's just basically reduce calories and increase movement.
Right.
Well, I was thinking, today, sadly, is the anniversary of... I don't know why I think about this. My late father-in-law passed on December 6th, which is also my youngest daughter Emma's birthday. That's why I remember it, you know. Normally, you don't remember the date somebody passes as much as their birthday, right, when they're gone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But he said something. He was so philosophical, sharp, you know, kind of like a blue-collar philosophy. And he said, look, you want to lose weight? Don't eat so much.
Yep.
And we kind of laughed. He goes, now listen.
Simple.
Just take everything that you're doing and just deduct, you know, portion control. Lower the amount of intake, but keep doing what you're doing, and you will lose weight.
Well, right. Yeah, but the problem is, Larry, is it doesn't happen quickly. It's a very gradual process. For example, I lost 50 pounds to where I'm at now over a period of about 4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I've still got that 29 pounds to go myself.
So, I know it's a simple thing, but
it's a juggling act. It's certainly a juggling act.
But it comes off a little bit at a time. A pound a week doesn't seem like much, but a year later, look at that.
Well, that's how some people got it, too.
Right.
No kidding. Especially this time of the year.
Right.
Second down and five. Wilson steps up. Wilson avoids it. Throws on the move and finds Freiermuth for the touchdown.
Ian Eagle from CBS, the Steelers road win, AFC North road action in Cincinnati, puts them at 9-3, hosting the Cleveland Browns Sunday at 1 at Acrisure Stadium. And joining us on the Big K Morning Show is beat writer with the Post-Gazette who follows the team as close as anybody, Brian Batko. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
As you know, Steelers Nation feeling pretty good about our football team here, but also the fact that since Cleveland was the last team to beat the Steelers on that snowy Thursday night on the lake, revenge for this weekend. So a lot of Steeler fans hoping there'll be a blowout, but it might not necessarily be the case, right?
Yeah, I think we saw some facets of that game 2 weeks ago, even amid the quirkiness of it with all the snow coming down and a short week for the Steelers. I think we talked also on the show going into that game about how Mike Tomlin had his struggles on short weeks and Thursday night football coaching this team, and a lot of that did come home to roost. But the history of this series would suggest that the Browns have a tall task. They haven't won three in a row against the Steelers since 1989. They haven't swept them in a season since 1988. And they actually they haven't won in Pittsburgh since that dreadful playoff game a few years ago, back in January of 21. But they haven't done it in the regular season since 2003. They've got some scores to settle, I think, after some tough talking from George Pickens after that game.
Yeah, explain for fans that don't know exactly what's going on there. George Pickens, the star wide receiver for the Steelers, has a tendency to go maybe a little overboard emotionally. So what's transpired and why is this an issue?
What I think is really interesting about it, Larry, is this Browns season has careened off of a cliff for them. I mean, they've been more competitive since replacing much maligned quarterback Deshaun Watson with veteran Jameis Winston, but they're still 3-9, and they lost again on Monday Night Football in Denver. It was a good game. It was a competitive game, but they couldn't get over the hump, and they're not going anywhere. They're probably going to finish last in the division. Maybe they can overtake Cincinnati, whom the Steelers just beat down there, but it could have been a situation where it was their Super Bowl beating the Steelers at home a couple Thursday nights ago in the snow and galvanizing their fan base, at least for one evening. And yet, after the game, George Pickens from the Steelers, who, like you said, sometimes he loses his focus on the field, sometimes he loses his cool after a play. In this case, his post-game interview, he said he doesn't think the Browns are really a good team at all. He thinks they got saved by the conditions, the officiating, and, yeah, doesn't have much respect for them. I haven't really asked anybody in the Steelers locker room about that this week, but I have to think that's some bulletin board material for a Browns team that otherwise maybe would have been content to just come in here and split two meetings with the Steelers in 2024.
Another factor is we're with Brian Batko with the Post-Gazette, HBO's Hard Knocks debuted on Tuesday, as you know. They've been living here, embedded with all four teams of the AFC North, Steelers, Browns, Bengals, and Ravens. I would imagine all of those coaches, including Mike Tomlin, would rather not have this intrusion, because this is truly in-your-face reporting, and they're living with these people.
Yeah, I mean, they I think they do a good job of being flies on the wall. You know, I don't really notice them too much as a distraction when I'm at practice doing my job. But for the players, they've got cameras in their meeting rooms, Larry. I mean, they're the HBO and NFL Films people spent a long time installing all these robotic cameras in, like, I guess, kind of the corners of the ceiling. So it is a constant Big Brother-esque deal with the access that's going on. Now, I think the teams and HBO and NFL Films can have some give and take at the end of the day with what makes the final show and what ends up on the cutting room floor. And certainly they're going to remove anything that would give away a competitive advantage or anything like that. You wouldn't be able to have the show if teams were concerned about how that's affecting their ability to win games to that extent. But it is still a distraction that you have to deal with. And I think Mike Tomlin has been pretty matter of fact about it. And it's kind of funny. I'm going to have a Q&A with Bill Cowher in the Sunday Post Gazette just about various Steelers topics ahead of this game, and asked him if he would want to be on, if even a small part of him would have wanted to have hidden cameras around his team when he was coaching. And he said, absolutely not. He would not have been a fan of coaching under those conditions, but he understands it. It's an entertainment industry as well as it is a sport. And people want the curtain pulled back and to see the inside of these teams.
Yeah. And I think I understand that. I mean, I heard there were 21 cameras set up in that meeting room. So there's nothing you could say or do that wouldn't be picked up potentially. But as you know, on Tuesday, Coach Tomlin was asked about watching Hard Knocks.
Anyone else?
Mike, you going to watch Hard Knocks?
Absolutely not.
All right.
He wouldn't have time to watch that anyway, right?
Probably not, but I'm always a little bit skeptical. Like, is this just a show? I mean, would it be human nature to say, okay, I'm going to be featured on an hour-long show that we've never been a part of, and people are going to see a side of me that they've never seen? Maybe he really can compartmentalize and block that out. Plus, I guess, been doing it for 18 years, you probably get very used to and numb to seeing yourself on television. But this is a novel thing for the Steelers. They've never been on the show, and it's more than two decade history. Maybe in the off season, Tomlin can circle back, but no, he'll probably be scouting draft prospects or watching free agent film or something like that.
Well, clearly Mike Tomlin has emerged as the star so far of week one of HBO's Hard Knocks. We'll see how the team responds on Sunday. Looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate. We'll be pushing 50 degrees with some sunshine. 1 o'clock at Acrisure, Steelers, Browns. Read all about it in the Post-Gazette with Brian Batko. Brian, appreciate it, man. Have a great weekend.
You too. I hope you're right on that weather. I got to put up the big blow-up inflatables for the kids. I've been slacking, but the ground is hard. The weather's cold. I wasn't about to go out there and do all that yesterday.
Come on, get in the game. It's this weekend or never. All right, thank you.
Good call. See you, Larry.
Check out the Drive at 5 top stories of the day. Driving home every afternoon with Colin Dunlap. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Yesterday afternoon, big announcement on the North Shore. Normally, they just announce a concert, but in this case, they announced they were going to announce a concert.
Almost never does this happen, right?
Right, with Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth mixed in from KDK-TV, Ricky Sayer.
One, two, three, four.
Sing us a song, you're a piano man.
Two of the biggest names in music are set to share the stage next summer at Acrisure.
Two music icons are coming to Pittsburgh.
Steelers coach Mike Tomlin.
Don't miss it, Steeler Nation.
And tight end Pat Freiermuth.
I actually grew up on Billy Joel music.
Helped announce the one-of-a-kind show July 5th.
The Piano Man and Sir Rod Stewart is a concert experience I cannot wait to share with my family, friends, teammates, and most of all, Steelers Nation.
KDK's Bob Pompiani was also on hand to help unveil ceremonial Billy Joel and Rod Stewart Steelers jerseys.
We are here to talk about one of the best concerts you're going to see all season long.
Already scheduled at Acrisure next summer is an AC/DC concert. July's concert will be the first time Billy Joel and Rod Stewart have been in Pittsburgh together. Before leaving the stage, Freiermuth shared the special reason he was tapped to be part of the announcement.
My parents, when they were dating, went to a Billy Joel concert.
And were engaged shortly after.
So see, romantic interludes there for the Freiermuth family. That's how it all started. And without that night, there would be no Pat Freiermuth probably down the road. Think about that. That's important. Go
ahead with- Tickets go on sale Friday, December 13th. Reporting on the North Shore, Ricky Sayer, KDK TV News.
That's a nice report.
Yeah, obviously, pumping ain't easy, man. He's
everywhere these days,
is,
right?
My God.
We're seeing him more up here than we have lately.
I know. He's a busy man. He's got all those shows on TV around the Steelers, especially Steelers Sundays. And now, as I understand, he will be introduced as the third act on July 5th.
Yes, he's actually going to dance. He's going to dance between the acts.
You know how they use people for sign language in many speeches. Now he'll be off to the side dancing while both Billy Joel and Rod Stewart perform.
Oh, man. You know, but this did catch me by surprise. I mean, we were talking in the newsroom before David went out to cover the story for us. We were talking in the newsroom. I said, I hope this isn't anticlimactic. You know, what if they're just getting us all down there because they need to promote it? This is the kind of thing that really doesn't need a lot of promotion, and yet look at how far over they went on this one to do it.
Yeah, and
makes it kind of special. And the tie-in with Freiermuth is just perfect.
And a lot of people thought it was going to be a big country act.
Yeah, right.
And you remember a couple summers ago, they had Taylor Swift back-to-back, and they've had Garth Brooks. They've had, I think the first concert there was NSYNC. I was there for that first show. So that's going to be a good one, July 5th. I'm looking in town here over the weekend, things that people might want to do. We mentioned
besides stay inside.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that. It's a good movie weekend. A lot of people want to see Wicked, Moana 2 with the kids.
Gladiator 2.
Gladiator 2, and there are some other films. Big Red has been out there. That's with The Rock, who's in every other movie that's released. And there were also some groups that'll be performing this weekend. I wonder if there's a tribute band on Sunday to the Grateful Dead. You know what the name of the band is? Oh, He Dead. I love that. This is another Grateful Dead tribute, but rather an indie soul band from Washington, D.C., fronted by actually a female singer. And this is going to be at the City Winery, Pittsburgh, which is in the newly redesigned strip district with that terminal that has all the cool new places. So, plus you got women's volleyball tonight, you mentioned,
right?
Coming
yeah.
up. And then you've got Steelers football in town. Anytime the Steelers are in town, you should see how the local merchants, restaurateurs, hotels.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. It's a very big deal. And it looks like Mother Nature's going to cooperate too. You got ski season opening today, and yet we'll be pushing 50 on Sunday.